这弟兄姊妹一同敬拜纪念主是我们最喜乐的时刻。
This is the most joyous moment as we worship the Lord together as God's children.
何等伟大的救主。
What a great Savior.
我们用我们一生的时间来赞美主。
We will use our whole lifetime to praise the Lord.
我们来读几书圣经。
Let's read several passages together.
约书亚书一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
一节到三节
Verses 1-3
我们再一起读好不好
Let's read
来我们再一起读
together. Let's read together After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord It came to pass that the Lord spoke to Moses spoke to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying Moses, my servant, is dead Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan You and all this people To the land which I am giving to themThe children of Israel, every place that.
二章第一节
Chapter 2, verse 1. Now Joshua the son of Nun sent out two men from Acacia Grove to spy secretly, saying, Go, view the land, especially Jericho. So they went and came to the house of a harlot named Rahab and lodged there.
十八节到十九节
Verses 18 and 19 That was scarlet The window through which you let us down And unless you bring your father, your mother Your brothers and all your father's household In your own home So it shall be thatWhoever goes outside the doors of your house into the street, the blood shall be on his own head.
三章三节到六节
Chapter 3, verses 3 to 6. Chapter 4, verses 4-8. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, Cross over before the ark of the Lord, your God, into the midst of the Jordan, and each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, What do these stones mean to you?Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so, just as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones from the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord had spoken to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them to the place where they lodged, and laid them down there.
五章十三到十五节
Joshua chapter 5 verses 13 to 15 And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked and behold a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand And Joshua went to him and said to him Are you for us or for our adversaries? So he said, No, but as commander of the army of the Lord I have now come And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him What does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua Take your sandal off your foot For the place where you stand is holy And Joshua did so
六章二到五节
Chapter 6 verses 2 to 5And the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king, and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall
shall fall down flat. 10:12-14.
Chapter 10, verses 12 to 14. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel,
the sun stand still over Gibeon,
the sun stand still over Gibeon. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我们基督徒有一个习惯,
we Christians have a habit.
常常用圣经的名字作为自己的名字,
we often use the names in the Bible as our own names.
很多人名字叫大卫,
a lot of people have the name David.
很多人名字叫保罗,
and a lot of people call themselves Paul.
很多人叫彼得约翰,
a lot of people are called Peter and John.
但有一个名字大家不用的,
but there's one name that no one uses.
那是耶稣基督的尊名,
that is the honorable name of Jesus Christ.
你们有没有听见人用主耶稣的名字的?
Do you hear anyone call themselves Lord Jesus?
我有一次碰到一个人和我谈话,
one time I met a man who was talking to me.
我觉得他这个人谈话思想有点问题的,
and I thought he might be a little bit mentally imbalanced.
他给我张名片,
he gave me a business card.
我把名片一看啊,
I looked at the card.
耶稣基督第二,
Jesus Christ number 2.
我看看他,
I looked at it.
快快回头走,
and I looked at him and I just turned around and laughed because I dared not to talk to him.
耶稣这个名字没有人可以用的,
the name Jesus no one can use.
我们都信耶稣的人,
we all who believe in Jesus.
耶稣的名字什么意思啊?
What does the name Jesus mean?
耶稣的名字意思是救主,
his name means Savior.
只有主是救主,
only the Lord is Savior.
他是万人的救主,
he is the Savior of mankind.
更是信徒的救主,
and more so, he is the Savior of all the believers.
没有人可以用这个名字的,
no one can use his name.
但在旧约圣经里面,
but in the Old Testament,
有两个人的名字,
there are 2 names in the Old Testament,
和耶稣是同义字,
that are actually the same word as Jesus.
一个是耶稣亚,
one is Joshua,
一个是何西阿,
the other is Hosea.
这两个名字的耶稣是同义字,
and these 2 names actually have the original name, original meaning as Jesus. And they have the great name of Jesus. These 2 men typify the Lord Jesus the most.
耶稣亚彰显主的大能,
Joshua manifests the great power of the Lord.
何西阿彰显主的大爱,
Hosea manifests the great love of the Lord.
我在美国住了44年了,
I've been living in the U.S. for 44 years.
我第一本写的书就是《何西阿传记》,
the first book I wrote was on the book of Hosea.
那个时候环境很艰难的,
it's a commentary, and it was I was in a lot of difficulties back then.
不知道怎样往前做工,
I didn't know how to move on.
好,什么也不管了,
so I just didn't care. So I just buried my head and started writing this book.
耶稣基督的大爱,
the great love of of Jesus Christ.
这两个人，一个是彰显大能，一个彰显大爱。
These two people, one manifests the great power, the other the great love of the Lord.
约书亚这个人一直是摩西那个伴侣。
Joshua was all along the companion of Moses.
跟随摩西。
He followed Moses.
摩西一直也做大事的时候。
When Moses did great things.
约书亚都在摩西的身旁。
Joshua was alongside of Moses.
可以说约书亚是摩西的学生。
And you can say that Joshua was Moses' apprentice.
摩西一生的使命为了经过旷野到迦南。
And Moses' life journey was to go through the wilderness and enter into the land of Canaan.
摩西一生一遗憾的是他没有进迦南地。
The most regretful thing of Moses was that he did not enter the land of Canaan.
死在旷野。
He died in the wilderness.
那一代生的百姓都死在旷野。
The people of that generation all died in the wilderness.
约书亚接着摩西的使命。
And then Joshua succeeded Moses' mission.
完成摩西没有完成的事。
And he finished what Moses did not finish.
率领神的百姓进迦南。
Leading the people of Israel into the land of Canaan.
迦南地是应许给神的百姓的。
The land of Canaan was a promised land for the Israelites.
流奶与蜜之地。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
大山流出奶子。
And it was the milk that flowed down from the mountain.
小山地下甜酒。
And the hills was filled with wine.
实在说，我不相信世界上有这么个地方。
I'm not sure if we can find a place like that on earth.
你们若是告诉我有这个地方，我快搬去。
If you tell me that there is, then I will move there.
牛奶玉米。
A land flows with milk and honey.
迦南美地。
The land of Canaan.
是说出在基督里。
Talks about in Christ.
基督成为我们的产业。
Christ has become my inheritance.
在基督里。
In Christ.
流奶玉蜜。
Flow with milk and honey.
我们深深说阿们。
And I will echo and say amen.
那真是流奶玉蜜之地啊。
Indeed, it is a land that flows with milk and honey.
大山地下甜酒，小山流出奶子。
And there is milk and there is sweet wine that flows from the mountain and hills.
但进迦南地不容易。
But it's not easy to go into the land of Canaan.
迦南有七个民族在迦南地。
There are seven tribes living in that land.
都是非常强悍的民族。
They are very strong tribes.
进迦南要消灭那个迦南七族。
And to consume the seven tribes in the land of Canaan.
而一开始还不是迦南七族啊。
Right in the beginning, they were not the seven tribes.
这个约书亚带领几百万以色列人要过约旦河。
Joshua had to lead the millions of Israelites to go through the Jordan River first.
这是不可能的事。
That was an impossible thing.
我忘记了一件事情，我读的时候就忘记讲了。
I read it, but I forgot to share.
当摩西靠近约旦河的时候
，When Moses drew near to the Jordan River,
他先派两个探子去探探迦南美地。
He first sent two spies to spy out the land.
摩西个懂得征战的人。
Moses was one who knew warfare.
先完全了解了。
So he totally understood.
在迦南美地，他们的敌人到底怎么个情形呢
？He wanted to spy out the condition of the enemies.
那里的出产有水果到底好不好
？Whether the produce, the fruit are good.
十二个探子探迦南美地。
And the 12 spies went to spy out the land of Canaan.
他们探了回来了。
They spied out and came home.
十个探子报恶信。
10 of them reported evil news.
啊，那个地方是吞吃居民的地方。
That place they swallow up people.
他们的人民那样的高大。
They are giants.
我们在他们面前好像是蚱蜢。
We are just like grasshoppers in front of them.
他们这样看，我们自己也觉得是这样。
They look at us that way.And we see ourselves that way too.
这个地方不能进去的。
We cannot go in that place.
两个探子报好信。
And then two spies gave good news.
约书亚给加勒。
That's Joshua and Caleb.
神与我们同在。
God is with us.
我们足够能够进去。
So we must go in.
最好的是。
The best thing of all.
他们把迦南的果子带回来。
Is that they brought back the produce from Canaan.
叫人要预尝迦南美果。
So that people there can foretaste the good fruit of Canaan.
他们带了一挂葡萄来。
And they carry a cluster of grapes.
我们加州也产葡萄的地方。
In California, we produce grapes.
我们的葡萄多大？
How big are our grapes?
每一串葡萄回来。
When you bring home a cluster of grapes,
手拿着回来，对不对？
You can just carry it with one hand, right?
一串葡萄嘛。
Just one cluster.
迦南美地的一串葡萄啊。
One cluster of grapes in Canaan.
两个壮汉抬回来的。
Two strong men have to carry it back.
你们见过这么大的葡萄啊？
Have you ever seen great, big
grapes
like that?
我想这个葡萄每颗都要超过两斤重啊。
So each grape probably weighs
一场迦南美果
more than 2 kilograms.
今天我们就是预尝天上滋味。
For us, we are to foretaste the heavens.
世界上的人不懂主的爱。
People of the world, they don't know the Lord's love.
犹太人知道神是爱。
But the Israelites, they knew God is love.
神在怎样的爱呢？
But what kind of a love is this?
他们不知道。
They didn't know.
他们知道神有能力。
They knew that God is powerful.
神的能力什么样的能力呢？
But what kind of a power is this?
他们不知道。
They did not know.
我们神的儿女。
But we, God's children,
预尝天上美味。
We foretaste the heavens.
圣灵降临了。
And the Holy Spirit has come.
在我们的里面。
He is within us.
我们不仅尝到神的爱。
Not only we have tasted God's love.
我们充满神的爱。
But that we are filled by His love.
这个能力可以充满我们每一个角落。
This power can fill every corner of our being.
圣灵是主观的神。
The Holy Spirit is the subjective God.
圣灵是里面的神。
The Holy Spirit is the indwelling spirit.
圣灵是经历的神。
And the Holy Spirit is the God of experience.
圣灵是我们的感觉的神。
He is our emotions.
圣灵是谁？
Who is the Spirit, Holy Spirit?
谁是圣灵？
Who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是主。
The Holy Spirit is the Lord.
那么和主也没分别啊。
So then, how is he different from the Lord Jesus?
有分别。
Yes, there is a difference.
圣灵是复活的基督。
The Holy Spirit is the resurrected Christ.
四福音讲道成肉身的基督。
The four Gospels talks about the Christ that was the incarnate.
使徒行传讲复活的基督。
The book of Acts talks about the resurrected Christ.
复活基督就是圣灵。
The resurrected Christ is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来了，在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit has come and He is living within us.
经历主的丰富。
So that we can experience the Lord's riches.
而要尝迦南美果。
To taste the fruit of Canaan.
我们都要尝迦南美果。
We must all do that.
夏令会要到了。
Summer conference is getting near.
今年我们夏令会在9月1号到4号。
This year is from September 1st to the 4th.
大家都要去啊。
And please join us.
充满圣灵。
We're filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们总是有机会让大家被圣灵充满。
And it's a chance for us to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵满我襟怀。
The Holy Spirit fills our every corner.
满我全人。
And fill my entire being.
最有福的经历。
And that is the most blessed experience.
真正神在使徒复活的时候，主应许给教会的。
That is what the Lord has promised for the church.
圣灵成为所应许的圣灵。
He is the promised Spirit.
当初应许给亚伯拉罕的。
And that was a promise given to Abraham.
今天圣灵来了。
And now today the Holy Spirit has come.
圣灵应许给神的儿女的。
The Holy Spirit is promised to God's children.
应许就主一定给的。
Promise means that surely He will give.
主答应你的。
Because the Lord already told you so.
最大的神的应许。
The greatest promise of the Lord.
把圣灵赐给我们。
Is to give us His Holy Spirit.
预尝迦南美果。
To foretaste the produce of Canaan.
约书亚要过约旦河了。
Joshua is to cross Jordan River.
约旦河是要流的最急的一条河流。
It's a river that is the most rushing.
有一段往下最厉害的地方。
There's a place where it goes down very deep.
下坠120次。
It's 120 cubits down.
要变成瀑布了要。
And it's like a waterfall.
那个约旦河四面掌握两岸。
And then on both sides there are the shores on both sides.
以色列人没有办法过约旦河的。
The Israelites could not cross the river.
那天神命令约书亚做件非常伟大的事。
That day God did a great thing.
预备在前面走。
The Ark of Covenant is to walk in front.
约会预表基督是教会的元首。
The Ark of the Covenant typifies that Christ is the head of the church.
主是我们元首。
The Lord is our, He is our captain.
过约旦河，主领先过去。
The Lord is to go in front.
约旦河预表基督的死啊。
Jordan River typifies the Lord's death.
放了祭司抬着约柜。
And the priests were carrying the Ark of Covenant.
我真佩服这八个祭司啊。
And I really envy these eight priests.
一样的信心。
One is their faith.
同一个步伐。
One faith and one footstep.
同一个举动。
And one action.
把脚踏在约旦河里去。
And they place their feet, they step into the river.
约旦河让脚踏之地挺住了。
As soon as they step into the river, the water flow stopped.
河水一直往下流的。
The water was supposed to run down.
力量挡住约旦河了。
There was a power that blocked the water from falling, and then it became a wall.
这个不好玩的。
That is not a fun thing to do. It's very dreadful.
这河水一直往下流。
The water keep flowing down.
水就越来越高了。
And then the water keep piling up.
这个八个祭司抬着约柜不能动，站在河底啊。
These eight priests, they had to stand there, stand still.
有一个人怕这河水倒下来，我们完了。
And if one was afraid the water's gonna come down on him,
他们约柜站在河底。
That would be the end. They stood right there.
祭司做一件事。
The priest did one thing.
河的这一岸带着十二块石头。
And they each carry a stone.
刻着以色列十二支派的名字。
And they are all carved with each tribe's name on it.
放在河底。
And they place it on the.
几百万以色列人都过了约旦河。
On the bottom of the river until the millions of Israelites crossed the river.
然后祭司抬着约柜上岸了。
And then the priests would go up shore.
上岸的时候，你在河底选了十二块石头。
They chose 12 stones.
放在对岸。
And placed on the other shore.
他们祭司的脚一离开约旦河。
As soon as the priest's feet left
the river. 那么高垒起来的河流一下倒下来了。
Such a high wall of waters came down.
这十二块石头河底的永远看不见了。
And the 12 stones talks about the
永远看不见了。
That you don't see the enemies.
基督的死把我们所有的人都埋没了。
The death of Christ buried all of us with
him. 基督死，我们都死了。
When Christ died, we also died.
我们到了对岸都是新造的人。
When we get to the other side of the shore, we are new creation.
主的救恩。
The Lord's salvation.
就经过他的死。
Have us go through his death.
作为新造的人到了对岸了。
That we can become a new creation as we reach the other shore.
这耶稣要做了件伟大的事。
So Joshua did a great thing.
约旦河预表基督浩大的救恩。
Jordan River is talking about the great salvation of Christ.
我们经过死而复活了。
Going through death, we are resurrected.
然后他们要攻打迦南地。
And then they are to attack the city of Jericho.
耶稣亚也是个长久经历在战争里面的人。
Joshua is an experienced warrior.
他先要去看一看那个地势到底如何的。
He needed to see the condition of the enemy.
主显现了。
The Lord appeared.
他不晓得是主。
He didn't know it was the Lord.
但这个人特别。
But this man is very special.
叫他惧怕。
And he was afraid.
他手中拿出拔出来的刀。
He was not afraid. He was afraid.
耶稣要说你到底是帮助我们呢，还是帮助敌人呢？
So he asks, are you here to help us or to help our enemy adversaries?
主回答得真好。
The Lord's reply was so good.
主没有说帮助敌人，当然不会帮助敌人。
Of course, the Lord wouldn't say to help the enemy.
主也没有说帮助你们。
The Lord say that he's going to help.
我来。
I have come.
要做耶和华军队的元帅。
To be the commander of the Lord's army.
主是主啊。
The Lord is Lord.
这就是我们的问题啊。
That's our problem.
我们从来没有经常没有让主做主啊。
Because we don't let the Lord be our Lord.
我们把主当作顾问。
We have him as our consultant.
我来不及的地方你要帮助我。
Well, I can't get to it now, so Lord, you have to help me.
你拯救我。
And now I'm in danger, so you help me.
我没有力量，你都给我力量。
I have no strength, so you empower me.
主永远不做顾问的。
The Lord never, he will never be our consultant.
主是主啊。
Because the Lord is Lord.
我来是耶和华军队的元帅。
I have come and I am the commander of the Lord's army.
我要掌握整个的战争。
And I will be in control of the entire battle.
好，又说要有攻打。敌人了。
So Joshua was ready to attack the enemy.
他看见打耶利哥城。 不可能打。
So he realized he could not defeat the city of Jericho.
城墙那样的坚固。
The city wall was so strong.
的确，他们的人民高大。
Indeed, their inhabitants were giants.
怎么能够打下耶利哥城啊
？So how can they defeat the city of Jericho?
于是又做一件特别的事。
He did a special thing.
好，约柜仍旧往前走。
The Ark of Covenant continued to go forward.
一队祭司在后面。
And then the priests will be behind them.
祭司后面才是军队。
Oh, behind the priests are the soldiers, the army.
人民在最后面。
And then the people will be in the
祭司往前面。
Will be behind all.
每个祭司拿着羊角。
And everyone holds the ram's horn.
他们每天绕城一圈。
Every day they surround the city once.
耶利哥的将军呢奇怪了。
And the army of Jericho think that this is very weird.
哪有这样的打法的？
No one fights like this.
你们抬着那个方的柜子绕着城走，这有什么用啊
？You're carrying this this rectangular looking thing and
go around the city.
Go around the city once.
展示基督。
To manifest, to display Christ.
我们征战的秘诀是彰显主。
The secret of our battle is we display Christ.
主往前行。
The Lord goes forward.
我们彰显耶稣基督在我们身上。
And we display Jesus Christ.Christ on us.
最后一天绕了七圈。
So they surrounded the city seven times.
大家统一吹羊角。
And then they blow the ram's horn together.
耶利哥城一下倒塌了。
And suddenly the walls fell flat.
宣告基督得胜。
And they proclaimed the victory of Christ.
这是2000年教会生存的秘诀。
That is the secret of the church's survival for the past 2000 years.
我们从来没有和敌人征战的。
We never had to really fight with the enemy.
主往前走。
The Lord goes on.
跟随主。
We follow the Lord.
在彰显主。
And manifest the Lord.
宣告主的得胜。
And declare His victory.
耶利哥城整个倒下来了。
And Jericho will fall flat.
下面耶稣要再往前走。
And then Joshua went on.
遇见一个大的征战。
He faced a great battle.
和五个国家的军队征战。
Fighting with five countries, five nations.
神叫他们得胜。
And God gave them the victory.
神的命令要消。
God's command was to destroy all the tribes in the land of Canaan.
迦南七族预表魔鬼啊。
The seven tribes talks about it's referred to the enemy, the devil.
霸占树林产业的魔鬼。
And to possess, to destroy the one who has power.
我们要得有树林产业。
For us to gain spiritual inheritance.
一定要经过大的征战。
We have to go through great battles.
教会2000年到今天了。
The church has been around for 2000 years.
2000年多少地弟兄姊妹留下丰富产业。
So many brothers and sisters have left us with abundant inheritance.
所以我们神的儿女要承受产业。
So we children of God, we must inherit.
我们要留下产业给后代。
And we leave our inheritance for our next generation.
他们要承受产业。
And they are to inherit the possession.
必须要经过征战。
They must go through warfare.
所以我常常劝弟兄姊妹读教会历史。
So I encourage brothers and sisters often to read church history.
教会历史人类最伟大的历史。
And that is the greatest history of mankind.
2000年怎样过来的？
How the church came through.
主耶稣复活了。
The Lord Jesus has risen.
那个时候神的儿女基督徒只有120人。
At that time, right in the beginning, was only 120 Christians.
和我们今天人差不多。
And it's about the same as what we have here today.
人不多。
It wasn't that many.
不久的日子。
But then in a short while, then Jerusalem became tens of thousands of Christians.
那个保罗得救了。
And then Paul was saved.
把福音带向万邦。
And then he brought the gospel to many nations.
我们永远感谢保罗。
And we'll forever be grateful to Paul.
这个弟兄太伟大了。
This brother is great.
这个人一得救，神的人的儿子中间没有人超过保罗的。
And no man surpasses Paul.
经过2000年了，我们读保罗的书，现在一直读不懂了。
And when we read the epistles of Paul, we still don't understand it.
新约把保罗书信拿掉，新约不成为新约了。
If you take away the epistles of Paul, then the New Testament doesn't have a left.
他写了11本的书信。
He wrote 11 epistles.
从罗马书一直写到腓利门。
From Romans to Philemon.
太伟大的使徒了。
He was a great apostle.
把福音带向万邦。
He brought the gospel to many nations.
教会2000年 多少弟兄姊妹跟随耶稣基督的脚踪。
Many brothers and sisters throughout the history of the 2,000 years has followed the Lord.
中国人比较差劲了。
But it's not as good for us Christians in China.
英国人是第一名。
UK was the first one.
德国人是第二名。
And then the German brothers would take number two.
把福音传给他们不认识的民族。
They would bring the gospel to those people that they don't know.
到不同的国家去传福音。
They went to different countries to preach the gospel.
每一个世纪他们有个口号的。
And every age, every generation, they had.
有一个他们的口号是福音进过黑色大陆。
They had a slogan, and one time they said, let the gospel go into the, go into mainland China, and go, bring the gospel to Africa. And so many people died for that cause.
有一个世纪的福音传给东亚洲。
And then there was one, generation, it was, the gospel was preached to,
中国人还是皇帝时代,
to, Northeast Asia.
日本人还是皇帝。
And in Japan, they still had kings.
他们口号要征服东南的两条龙。
So at that time, they said, we need to defeat the two dragons in Asia.
一条龙是日本，一条龙是中国。
One in China, one in Japan.
多少人为着福音舍命啊
！Many people gave their lives for the gospel.
死在中国的人真是不少啊
！So many died in China.
终于中国被带起来了。
And then,
前几年联合国的报告。
And then we have the report from the EU.
中国基督徒的一亿两千万。
So Christians, we have a 120 million Christians in China.
我信主的时候。
When I believed in the Lord.
政府报告。
The government report.
基督徒人口一百万。这个命令基督徒的人口一百万。
Oh, there was only a million Christians at that time.
其实不到一百万。
Actually, it wasn't quite a million.
六十年中一百万跳到一亿两千万了。
So in 60 years, it went from 1 million to 120 million.
这不是传道人的力量。
That's not this power from ministry.
圣灵彰显他的大能。
It is the Holy Spirit that manifested his great power.
福音传遍了。
The gospel is preached everywhere.
今天福音传要进攻南美洲。
Today the gospel needs to be preached to Southern America.
完全不认识主的国家。
Those countries that still have not heard of the Lord's name.
好像美国人到那里去舍命啊。
Americans would go there and give their lives.
教会历史是了不起伟大的历史。
And there's great history of the church.
我们中国人都救了，福音只传给中国人。
But then for us Chinese Christians, we only preach to Chinese.
真差劲的地方啊。
And that's the bad part of us.
英国人、德国人、美国人。正是彰显耶稣基督的大爱了。
The Germans, the British, they would go to China and preach the gospel.
为着不认识的民族去舍命啊。
For the nation that do not know the Lord's name, they would give their lives.
到这么落后的国家去舍命啊。
And to such an undeveloped country, they would give their lives.
为要叫人得着耶稣基督做救主。
In order that people would gain Jesus Christ as their savior.
到今天的多少人去舍命啊
？Today, so many people have already given their lives.
我这个车插出去的话呢
？And that I got sidetracked.
约书亚的伟大的战争。
Joshua went through a great battle.
他一天的时间不够用的，要消灭主的命令，消灭仇敌。
It was the Lord's command to destroy the enemies.
约书亚的祷告。
Joshua's prayer.
日头啊，停在基遍。
Sun stand still over Gibeon.
月亮停在亚亚伦谷。
And moon in the valley of Ajalon.
他祷告完了。
After he prayed.
日头挺住，月亮挺住。
The sun stood still and the moon stopped.
灭尽了仇敌。
Until they had revenge upon their enemies.
我前些日子读一本杂志。
Recently, I was reading a magazine.
一个科学家的一篇论文。
It was an article written by a scientist.
他没有读过约书亚记。
He has never read the book of Joshua.
他科学家精密的计算，精密的计算。
It was intense calculations.
人类的时间多了一天。
Because there was one extra day in man's history.
为什么会多一天
in our calendar, why is there one extra day?
他说我们不知道。
He said, we don't know.
我们知道。
But we know.
因为他们不读约书亚记。
Because they didn't read the book of Joshua.
我们读约书亚记。
And when we read it,
这约书亚的祷告日子长了一天。
We see that because of Joshua, that there was one more day.
所以多出一天来。
There is one extra day.
有本书叫约书亚的长日。
There is a book that is called The Long Day of Joshua.
圣经记约书亚之后没有神没有这样听人祷告的。
And we never heard someone pray like that before.
所以我们神儿女的祷告太重要了。
So our prayer as God's children is so important.
大家要赴祷告聚会去。
And let's join the prayer meeting.
我们祷告太伟大了。
Because our prayers are great.
奉主的名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord.
神把主高举。
Because God has lifted up
him,
has exalted him high and gave him the name that is above every name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
对的，我们每一个祷告主耶稣都签上名字了。
Every prayer we pray, the Lord has signed it.
我们祷告的权柄太大了。
Our rights, our privilege of prayer is so great.
教会靠着祷告权柄存到今天。
It is by the privilege of prayer that we exist until today.
今天约书亚叫日头停住，月亮停住。
That day Joshua asked the sun to stand still and the moon to stop.
神听祷告了。
God listened to prayer.
这不可思议的事情啊。
That is just unthinkable.
日头长了一天的。
And there was one more day, one extra day.
让约书亚消灭仇敌。
So that Joshua was able to have revenge upon the enemy.
约书亚一生征战。
Joshua was in warfare all the days of his life.
到了年老的时候了。
Even when he was old.
差不多迦南地他都打下来了。
He was about to conquer the entire land of Canaan.
他年纪老迈了。
When he was old and advanced in years.
神跟他说句话。
God said to him.
你还有许多未得之地。
There remains very much land yet to be possessed.
我们在台湾。
We in Taiwan.
新的教会开始的时候。
When a new church started.
很艰难。
Was very hard.
四面的压力都很大。
It was pressure from all sides.
多少人回谤我们。
So many people, they would.
我们到举行特别聚会了。
Slander against us.
差不多教会稳定了。
And then later, when the church was stabilized,
第一次特别聚会的题目
the first special meeting with a topic,
就是约书亚记
it was on the book of Joshua.
你还有许多未得之地。
There remains very much land yet to be possessed.
主太丰富了。
The Lord is so abundant.
我们得了多少啊？
How much have we gained?
我们得了不少了。
We have gained.
还有许多你未得的。
But there's still a lot yet to be possessed.
往前追求啊。
Must pursue and continue to go on.
往前去追求耶稣基督的丰富啊。
Go on and pursue the abundance of Jesus Christ.
今天耶稣基督在圣灵里。
Today Jesus Christ is in the Holy Spirit.
我们可以得着的。
And we can gain him.
可以经历的。
And we can experience him.
经历耶稣基督的无穷丰富。
Experience the infinite riches of Christ.
我们的题目就是你还有许多未得之地。
Our topic was remains very much land yet to be possessed.
我们要往前。
And we have to go on.
不能停在这里啊。
You cannot stand idle here.
我们追求新的经历啊。
We must pursue new experiences.
更多认识主。
To know the Lord more.
更多经历主。
To experience the Lord more.
更多得着主。
And to gain the Lord more.
还有许多未得之地。
Very much land yet to be possessed.
大家渴慕吧。
Should we, do
要
不要? We have the longing? Do we have the desire?
都要主是不是?
We all want the Lord, right?
到了末了以色列人还是败坏了。
But then, towards the end, the Israelites,
很多人选择比别的神了。
Were still corrupted, and they chose other gods.
约书亚年纪老了。
But Joshua was old.
约书亚把众人聚在一起领袖。
He gathered all the leaders together.
约书亚有个大的宣告。
He had a great declaration.
你们若是要拜别的神，你们快去。
He said, if you want to serve other gods, go ahead.
至于我。
But as for me,
和我的家,
and my house,
必不定侍奉耶和华,
we will serve the Lord.
耶稣要是家长,
Joshua was the big brother.
他站在家长的地位宣告。
He was the parent of the family.
至于我和我的家。
As for me and my house.
一定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
所有做家长的人都要负起责任来。
So all of us who are parents, we must take up that responsibility.
你要负一家的责任的。
You are to assume the responsibility of your household.
心里坚定。
And you must be firm in your heart.
我们宣告，至于我和我的家。
And declare that as for me and my house,
一定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
我们弟兄姊妹也宣告，好不好？
Shall we all declare that?
大家一起来讲。
Let's say that together. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
声音太弱了。
And you sound so soft.
大家再讲一遍，强一点。
Let's say it with a firm voice. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.